Corbyn hope leads to youthquake. The landscape of politics in the UK has changed forever is how the editorial in the NME describes the situation in Britain after the 8th of June. Sometimes defeat can feel like victory, a new hope spread across the UK. The main cover of the previous issue had a kindly and confident Jeremy Corbyn looking into the camera and the words, "We offer hope." In that issue, the editor-in-chief, Mike Williams, admits to having changed his mind about Corbyn. Among other things, his silence during the Brexit campaigning annoyed me. But when he calls for a better funded NHS and more support for teachers, and says he's scrapping tuition fees and zero-hour contracts, he's promising us exactly what we want, a fairer and more inclusive country. The post-election edition declares, two-thirds of young voters move to reject the establishment, no wonder they're calling it a youthquake. In the pre-election editorial, Mike Williams quotes Bob Dylan's famous warning, that the times they are a-changing. For some of us in the older generation, we can only greet with enthusiasm the youthquake, and look to a far brighter future to follow, as the new generation takes up the struggle for socialism. Claire Doyle, Hackney Socialist Party.